Hey, it's Greener Grass Podcast. We are your hosts, Carrie Wee and Kelly McVeigh, now part of the Digigen Network. How's it going, guys? Hope you're having an amazing week. If you would love to become part of the Greener Grass family, please opt into our newsletter. We send out a newsletter once a month talking about us and our guests and what's going on. And yeah, we'd love to have you. All right, guys, let's get started. Here's your weekly roundup. So the wedding was great.
So good.
Yeah. How many people were invited to this wonderful event?
It was small. It was like 100, a little over 100. But, you know, I actually loved it because it felt not too small, but felt not crazy. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I'm stuffing food in my face. How many people did you know already?
So listen, it's so weird. I didn't know
a lot.
You only know half the room, right? Like, they both went to North Catholic, so like I knew a lot of Catholic people, but I didn't know a lot of people.
So interesting.
Yeah, but it's like that's the new group. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So it was great. You had a week. We had we were so good through Thursday.
Yeah.
And then this bean decides to like just she sits up 3 a.m. bleh, throwing up everywhere.
So terrible. Is she a throw up? Does she throw up and like know she's gonna throw up and is she able to make it?
Kind of. I mean, kind of. But we didn't even have anything around because we didn't know that was gonna happen. So whether it was a food poisoning or a 24-hour like stomach bug, who knows? But Kelly, it's so brutal. It's like every single time we have a weekly, I'm pretty sure because we upload one of these once, like twice a month, right? She's been sick in every single one, right?
It's so crazy. You know what is terrible too? And listen, I'm not diminishing how terrible yours is, but when you have multiple kids,
oh my God,
you get one through like pretty much to the, and then the other one starts and like, it's just like a never ending week and a half of hell. So
yeah, a mom at the park, she's got a baby and then two older kids. I was telling, she's going for it back there. she was telling me that her kids, November through pretty much last month, they just passed around a cough.
Yeah.
And it never left. And she was like, oh my God. And then her brother got it. And then her husband got it. And then it just kept on passing around. And I was like, man, that sounds like this is the worst. And it's getting like, we're also having, I know I'm not complaining necessarily, but we're having whiplash with our weather right now. I'm sure this happens to you too. But it was last Saturday. It was, we were in class. I remember the heat doesn't work in there. And it was like, you know, 50 degrees overnight. So we're trying to warm up in a space that's like 60 degrees, basically.
Yeah.
And we're in our hoodies and stuff. And then by Wednesday, it's like 80s and 90s. And then today it's back to where it was. We're in our hoodies trying to get warm and we're jumping around complaining about our lives.
That is crazy. But you have California sunshine, right?
Yeah, there's that. There's that. So
that's a bonus.
So it's still sunny. There's nothing terrible about it. It's just like your body, my body is like, is it like the air conditioning and the heat are getting turned on like adjacent days.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a little nuts.
So crazy.
But okay, so, oh my God, it's like mid-April. What the hell? What the hell, Kelly? So I thought we were good. Like, she was in school Monday, Wednesday, and we're like, oh my God, we're hitting good and hit the stride. And the weather's better, so the kids aren't as sick. And I was just wrong.
Are you excited that she's back in school? Like, because that was such a great time for you.
Yeah, but
for 2 days.
Yeah, for 2 days. And then it's so unreliable that I can't really plan stuff. And I haven't even been going to class. I haven't been going to yoga class because like a month ago when she was in school, I was getting called halfway through her 3 hours to come pick her up.
Yeah.
So like this dream of like working an actual job during that time, I mean, that was just a pipe dream. But it's okay. It'll happen.
I mean, this is just the beginning. We were just Emerson, just we got her track pictures and she's in eighth grade. She'll be a freshman next year.
Oh my God.
And like, I always have called the Emerson and Mason my littles. And now Emerson's going to be a freshman in high school. It's just like, anyway, she got her track picture. She looks like old. She doesn't look like a little at all.
She looks like a teenager.
It goes so fast. So once Bina hits school, it's just snappy, snappy.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that you will not like to hear. I saw the statistic. Okay, here's the statistic that I heard. I heard that people who have their last child by 35 compared to people who don't have a shorter lifespan.
When did I have Mason? So he's 11.
No, you had him before 35.
I did? Okay.
Yeah. The statistic is probably quite flawed, but they're saying, yeah, because you don't have kids until you're older doesn't mean that you are fit and healthy up until then. It doesn't mean that.
No.
So the statistic is flawed, but I did see it. It was out there. And everything on the internet's true.
That's so funny. My dad and I were talking about the internet today and like that everything out there is true statement because, and I said that in quotation marks, friends, but you just never know what's real and not real. And like, then it's crazy when things hit your algorithm because you're like, is that real or not real? But like, I saw a article today that said that the reason that Beyonce is on all the country music charts is because Jay-Z paid like $20 million to all the radio stations to play the album. And I'm like, I have no, like, do you think that's true or false? Like,
I mean, I don't know if I could comment on that. I would assume it's false, but like, you'd have to like go and really like dig to find out if it's actually true. And then who's doing that? You know, like who's doing that? Just like the little fact that I just repeated. I mean, what kind of studies back that up? I mean, it's ridiculous. Well, it's not.
And the reason that my dad and I were having this conversation is because my mom had a week. She was sick. She was in the hospital and she's going to a physical therapy rehab location. But she's at a physical rehab location because she just to get stronger because she was sick. So now she's super weak and to like help her be able to hold her own weight and things. And it's a 5-star place. Like the place has 5 stars. And my dad was like, how do they get 5 stars? Like, is it legitimate 5 stars? Like, can they just like put that they have 5 stars?
Is that 5-star ratings, like reviews, or it just says 5 stars on there?
It says on the brochure that it has 5 stars.
Oh, right, right.
So I'm like, so
Kelly, this podcast, you know, is 5 stars.
I know. Listen, I actually said to my dad about the podcast, I was like, you know, the part that I wish I was better at is the social, because you'd have to, I just am so busy. I should be doing things all the time, every day, all day. And I was like, we would probably have more stars. I said that to my dad. I was like, we'd probably have more stars if I was on it more. But it's so funny because it's just thinking like, how do you get 5 stars? Can you pay radio stations to play your music and hit the charts more? Like, I don't know. Anyway, I don't even know how I got there.
What I don't love about that, if it's true or not, is that basically the undertone of that is that it's not legitimately country.
Right.
Right. And then who defines this? Like, what is hip hop? What is rock? You know, it's kind of just a genre that we slot these songs and these artists into. And it's kind of like, there are no rules. Like, what's pop?
Yeah.
Pop, like, really? If you listen to pop music from the 90s, which I did recently because I just had one of those, like, Spotify playlists playing in class, sounds very different than what pop sounds like now, right? Very different. It was like, Grave is in the Hat, that, you know, that type of song. And now it's like, I don't even know what it sounds like, but I listen to like a, you know, like what's trending list as well. And I'd like, do not like anything on there. And it's because I'm older, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
I'm sorry.
All good. You get a package?
No, I didn't get a package. So I thought I heard boy, like older boys. So Jeff's older son is here and his friends. And they asked if they could jump on the pod. And I was like, not today. I just I don't have the bandwidth, but we will allow it, but we can't do it today.
Are they joking or they actually want to do it?
No, I think they're serious.
They're serious? Okay. Yeah. Is it like cool that you have a podcast to them?
I don't know. I mean, I showed them Mallory. I mean, she's right in their wheelhouse, right? They're like juniors.
Yeah. Did they know who she was before?
I didn't really ask. Oh. Emerson and Mason listened to the whole episode.
Oh.
You know, they don't do that very often, but they were like, we want to listen. And then Mason came home and binge watched from season one.
Bunked? No, serious?
He had been watching it. He has watched it before, but he binge watched all of it. And then when he was watching it, I was like, oh my gosh, I got you one of those t-shirts one year for Christmas. It's like Camp Wenatchee or Camp something that the show was at. And I bought him a t-shirt from the show for Christmas one year.
Oh, yeah. That little girl's cute as a button when she's a kid. She was like, you want to pinch her. You want to squeeze her face.
Ew. I was like, I wish I would have known I would have worn the t-shirt for the episode.
If you could find it. I mean, is it still in your house?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it is.
Okay. So, I mean, the Raphael Luces of the world and Mallory Mahoney's, they're that age.
Yeah. They're the fun age.
They're that fun age. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The internet, TV. Okay. So wait, what have you been watching, Kelly?
You know what's sad? I am a big watcher of TV and I just like haven't been able to
grab onto something.
Yeah, like I've tried. Like last night I watched What Did Jen Do? It's like a new Netflix hour 20 on a girl. You know, interesting enough, I will say this. So it's a true story, but she had both of her parents killed. But when she first goes into jail or when she first goes in to be interviewed, she says that she was tied up, that these people tied her up too. They just killed her parents. I'm telling the story. So spoiler.
Wait,
alert.
is this true or is it fiction?
No, it's true.
Oh, it's like a true documentary.
Yeah. So I'm a documentary girl for sure.
Okay. So like, she basically murdered her parents.
She murdered her parents, but you want to know why? She is Asian. Her parents were super on about like what they wanted her to become a doctor.
Super controlling. She wasn't
smart. Yep. She was going to become a pharmacist. They hated her boyfriend. He wasn't good enough. She lied for like 3 years and said she was going to school in Toronto. And like, they gave her the money for college thinking she was going to school to become a pharmacist. And she was lying the whole time. Then they found out she was lying and they wanted her to pay the money all back. She was like a concert pianist because they wanted her to play piano. Anyway, she had it like set up.
So she snapped.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Anyway. Yeah.
Fascinating.
But at the beginning, you're unsure if she was really like tied up to the banister and scared because her parents were being like, they take you on the journey of them interviewing her, feeling bad for her. But then like she had called the police screaming that she was tied up and they were like, show us how you got your phone out of your pocket. Like there were all these like little, you know what I mean?
Were you in it for the minute, for hour and a half?
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Okay. Okay. So I'm so obsessed with Jesse Pinkman and Walter White. Of course, Breaking Bad. Okay. The character is Breaking Bad. Obsessed with them, right? So did you know that Aaron Paul, which is Jesse Pinkman, and Bryan Cranston, they have a line of mezcal, like a liquor.
Okay.
They own the liquor company Dos Hombres. They created it.
That's so crazy.
They have like this liquor brand that they promote and they built from the ground up. They found this farmer who makes this mezcal that, and I just started going down the rabbit hole of their promotions for it. So they did a bunch of podcasts. They did a bunch of like YouTube videos and interviews, and I'm obsessed with them.
Yes.
Together. So yeah, I've just been watching these like videos and listening to these podcasts of them talk to each other. And it's like, just like a little bit of like, you know, after you see characters kind of finish a story and you're like, oh, I wish I could see that story for the first time again. It's kind of like that. I'm like, okay, just watching them have this interaction. And then I really wanted to start watching Your Honor. Did you see Your Honor?
I watched all of it. Loved it.
Okay. So I realized that I don't have it for free anywhere. It's on Paramount, I think. So I haven't started, but I'm like, okay, I need to, because Bryan Cranston's just like phenomenal.
So I think I did a free trial on
Paramount to get it.
Trial on something, and I watched a whole first season during the free trial, but then I was like so hooked that I had to buy.
No, I remember, and that was about that show, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's good.
Oh yeah, I mean, basically, he's a judge. His kid commits a crime, right?
Yeah.
And then he's just trying to protect him the whole time.
Yes.
Oh, I love Bryan Cranston as the bad guy, who's a good guy, who you're so confused about.
It's the same way. Like, he's a really good guy. It's the same, that kind of same Breaking Bad role where he's doing these, and like one screwed up thing takes him to doing another screwed up thing.
Yeah.
And it like keeps just like getting him into a deeper hole.
Yeah. And he's like, he's still so likable because the reason why he's doing it is pure. But then the things that he's doing is like ethically tragic. Yeah. So I want to watch that. I haven't because I have to figure, like, I'm just like, I pay for enough stuff. I'm not paying for another thing. Okay. The other movie that I watched on my like self-care Sundays, Monkey Man.
Okay. What's
that? Oh my God. Okay. So Dev Patel, he's a tall Indian actor, and he's he was in Slumdog Millionaire. That's where people started really knowing who he was. And then he did Life of Pi. He did Lion. I think he got Oscar nominated for Lion. So Lion, by the way, I couldn't forget because I cried my face off.
I haven't seen that either.
He basically is this kid who got lost when he was a kid and never found his family again.
Okay. Yeah.
So anyways, so basically Jordan Peele, like, I think that this movie, Monkey Man, got completely like let off, like Netflix was like dropped it. And then Jordan Peele came in and Dev Patel directed the whole thing. He did everything. He acted, directed, wrote it. And Jordan Peele swooped in, funded it, and now it's out in theaters right now. It's like John Wick meets like a deeper story, because like it's a revenge film. Like, he's getting back at somebody the whole time, and it's super bloody and violent, FYI guys. But it's just like so well made, and I'm just such a fan of this guy. So
okay, listen, yeah. I've got to watch this.
Yeah, it's in theaters right now. And then Kelly, I'm so excited for Inside Out 2 to come out this summer for Bean.
Mason is super excited about Inside Out 2.
I mean, Inside Out 1 is so good.
He has the new character on his phone as a screensaver.
Anxiety?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you know that's who the new character is.
I know,
is.
Because it's the one that everybody's like resonates with. Totally.
Yeah.
But TV shows too. Like, I've had a hard time hooking into a new TV show. So
I wonder if this is partially like the writer's strike starting to catch up with us a little.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Potentially. Because there was like a whole 6-9 months of vacuum.
Yeah.
Of stuff. So I started to watch Shogun, which is like a Japanese base like on FX. And like the one episode Asa watched with me, they were making the one white guy like the hero. He's like, apparently, even in Japan, the white guy's a hero. I was like, okay.
That's terrible.
Totally true. Totally turned me off. So there's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so A lot of trying to watch shows because we spent the whole day pretty much laying around in bed because she was getting her belly rubbed, and then I had the heat pack on her belly, and then she would like sit up and like want to throw up but not be able to, but she wanted me to rub her back the whole time.
So sweet.
I don't know about the world, you guys out there tell me. I was overtired this week. You too?
Yeah, I've gotten my butt kicked the last couple weeks. I was ready for today.
But weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just eating on this podcast. Why though?
You're hungry.
No. Why are we tired?
I don't know. I think it's my age. I think it's my age and I'm running around like a crazy and I've had stress the last few weeks.
Somebody told me that it was the moon, and I will just take that. I'm just going to blame it on the moon.
It could be.
I mean, the moon affects all of the waves in the ocean, and I'm just a little bag of water on the earth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it could be. And even if it's not, I'll blame the moon. There was an eclipse on Monday, right? Did you guys watch it?
Yes, because we were in the path.
The path was quite big, though, because everybody I know in America saw it. Was it all of America?
Well, there was a path like the Texas that went all up through New York.
Like, so it was like a U?
Indiana, Ohio.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But the clouds cleared enough for you to see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it?
And it was black outside.
Like it really did.
Yeah. It was like dark.
Wow.
Like night.
Like in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
And like the garage lights outside came on that are censored. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's kind of cool.
It was cool. I loved it.
Okay. All right. I'm tired.
No school.
I'm tired.
I had no school today.
I'm tired. There's vomit coming out of my child.
Yeah.
I decided to attack my tiredness today with a triple shot of decaf espresso. I know that sounds like a counterproductive situation right there. But if I have the caffeine in it, then I go crazy.
Yeah. It sounds amazing.
I have it mixed with my little milk situation and my... You want to say hi? We're almost done. We're not that interesting today, I have to say.
I know.
But it...
We're a little TV, a little what's going on, a little don't trust what you read on the internet, a little being sick, Nana, my mom sick. All the things.
Yeah. Feels a little grindy, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's just life.
That's where we're at. We're both tired.
If there's any moms out there who wonder why their kid is sick every other week, we are here with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, this bean, it's like she planned it. She threw up the day of her dentist appointment. You're a very smart bean. She's like, if I'm going to throw up, let it be on the day I'm supposed to go see the dentist so they can reschedule
smart it. Smart move.
Nana boo-boo. Nana boo-boo.
And I also want to know how that has not changed. Nana boo-boo is still what you say.
Still. It's a staple.
What's your day, Kel?
Well, I went to visit my mom all morning. I just got home and I've been at the hospital every day, all day. So like my plan is to get life in order, like groceries, laundry, all the stuff.
Are you going to Licking Memorial Hospital?
Yes.
That is so crazy that's the hospital. That's the hospital that I grew up with my dad going in and out of every single day of his career. Have you run into Janae by any chance?
So I called Janae a couple of days ago and said, hey, I'm hanging out at the hospital all day long, every day, if you want to have lunch or coffee. And then she called me yesterday and she called right after I had left.
Oh, okay. So
but we chatted for a little while. Okay.
So maybe again with our favorite OBGYN. Okay. All right. Well, And then after this episode is Casey Fisher. Your episode, Casey Fisher.
Such a good episode. I Yes.
Such a good one. I just did the intro and I was trying to pronounce the diagnosis that her son has. And I think I butchered it, but I tried.
Okay.
Coolin DeVries. DeVries.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what it is. I read it. I didn't say it right, but I read it. Okay, Bean's crawling on me and she needs help coming down. But Cal, have a great weekend. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Okay, thanks everybody.
Bye. All right, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in to hear what's going on this week. If you'd like to become part of the Greener Grass family, please opt into our newsletter. We send out emails once a month talking about us and our guests. We would love to have you and grow this community. If you'd please honor us with a 5-star rating and review, we would appreciate it so much. We love you guys. We want to hear from you guys. Please contact us on Instagram at Grand Rev Creative. And if you'd like to check out the Expecting Aerialist Motherhood Prenatal Postpartum, or if you just want to hear this on my voice, it's there for you. All right, guys, it's in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you guys next time. Over and out. This is Greener Grass.